verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin.
Thank God we are back. We thank God for you that you came back to us. And we just really appreciate you listening to Crystal the Rock 100.7 FM, sponsored by TBN in Lasse. Did I say that right? TBN in Lasse. My name is Pastor Mark Ingram. I am the pastor of Words of Life Christian Center. And we have in studio with us tonight Bishop Otis Clark. We also have Pastor Star Williams. We have Dr. Gwen Williams and my buddy Pastor Ricky Vargas. And so my finger is now out of the bowl, and we are going back to Pastor Star because she has some good information from the Word of God that will apply to us now. And you might be in a position at a job that you feel like, hey, that's my position, or I should be doing this, or I should be doing that. But there is a beauty in service, because if we learn service, then at that time God will elevate us in due season. And so with that said, I'm going to let Pastor Star take over this segment right now, and then we're going to hear shortly thereafter from our esteemed guest, Bishop Clark. Pastor Star.
Thank you for holding that bow so nicely.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Pastor Ricky, for finding this scripture for me in Mark chapter 10, verse 42. And Jesus is talking to his disciples and really teaching them really a good lesson regarding, you know, serving. And I'll just read it. Verse 42 out of Mark chapter 10. So Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of this world lord it over their people. The officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different." And this is the key part. Whoever wants to be a leader, everybody wants to be a leader. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody wants to be out front. People want to, you know, most everybody. Right. But generally, that's where people esteem or aspire to, you know, to climb the ladder.
Right.
Either it's about climbing the corporate ladder or climbing the ranks,
right,
you know, on their job or in whatever avenue you may be working in. But Jesus is telling us, do you want to be a leader? First, be a servant.
That's great.
You know, that servant, it may be like Cody, got everyone a cup of coffee.
And he's on it, too.
You know?
He's on it.
Or something, you know, of that sort. And so that is what the Lord values. Yeah. And even on that line, when it comes to, you know, promotion throughout life, it really is the Lord that promotes.
Yeah.
The Lord is the one that is promotes, you know. So you may think, well, I've been serving here mm-hmm. for 9 years,
yeah.
or I've been serving
yeah.
here for 8 years
right.
or 10 years, and it doesn't seem like I'm getting anywhere. But just keep on serving and
yeah.
keep being diligent, and the Lord will honor that.
Well, you have I'm sorry, Pastor Star, but you have a perfect example that you've come up under that showed you a perfect example of servanthood. And I want you, along with your granddad, our esteemed guest, Bishop Clark, to talk about serving, because he has served. I think his gentleness and his humility is definitely evident in the studio. You just sense that peace about him and that humility. And I'm sorry, but God is not, there is a blessing. I'm sitting in the presence of wisdom, because the Bible even says that crown of white hair on the top of his head
That's
is
right.
just that,
That's
wisdom.
Right.
And you don't get
That's
to
right.
be 107 years old without learning some humility and some servanthood. And so if you could, Pastor Star, and we're going to bring Bishop Clark in here now, can you give us some wisdom about Bishop, about what it means to serve? Because I think our generation nowadays could stand to hear what it means to serve. And our time, we're a microwave generation. We like things yesterday. But the best things take time, and you have to get some seasoning to it.
That's
so
good.
Can you share with us an experience of yours, maybe about service and what that means and how we could benefit from that?
Oh, yeah. I do believe that the time has come and is coming where the church world will understand that nothing will be actually safe except the wisdom of God. And God wants the church world to have wisdom and have the righteousness of God. Therefore, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Amen.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy.
Yes, sir.
And my burdens is light, and you shall find rest for your soul.
Yes, sir.
The only soul rest is in God.
Yes, sir.
The devil can't give you this rest.
Amen. That's right.
The devil is a liar when he make out he can. But he can't. The only true methods of being saved is to be on God's side. And God says on his side, you're on the winning side.
Amen.
Está hablando el pastor Otis Clark de la sabiduría que haga, obtiene uno del Señor, de la palabra de Dios. Él tiene 107 años y a pesar de todo eso, él nos está hablando del mundo como el enemigo trae decepción a la gente. Entonces, la única manera de que uno, los ojos se van a abrir es cuando uno pone los ojos en el Señor, ¿verdad? Se enfocan en el Señor. Entonces, él nos está hablando de decepción que trae el enemigo a todo el mundo porque los hace creer la mentira. Entonces, cuando eso pasa, uno anda ciego por el mundo, no entiende uno por qué esto y el otro. Entonces, le vamos a pasar para atrás al Bishop Otis Clark el mic para que siga hablando de su vida. Bishop Clark.
Bishop Tulloch, the real truth about it is God wants us all to be children of his.
Yes, sir.
God wants us to be his children. And he don't want us to pay the powers of the devil any mind at all because he knows the devil does not have the power.
Right.
The devil is a cheater.
Yes, sir.
The devil is a liar.
Yes, sir.
And he don't want the church to be saved.
Yes, sir.
Because he got put out.
That is so correct. You know what? I'm going to ask you a question, Dr. Graham, because Bishop said something that I want to kind of take and try to translate. Because the reality is, you know, he said the devil's he's a cheater, he's a liar, he's a stealer, and he's a thief. And so now let's transition that into where I'm going to go with this. Would it be accurate to say that when we don't humble ourselves and, let's say, serve whoever we've been assigned to serve, that in essence we too are cheats?
Help us, Lord.
Thieves.
Help us,
liars.
Lord.
You know, I mean, let's keep it real. If you're on the job and, you know, oh, Lord, help me. We've all been here. Good. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Am I the only one sometimes on the job now, and you go, you know, Facebook, you know, and when you do the, you know, they didn't hire you to go on Facebook.
That's right.
All right. At the job.
You're a deceiver.
They are. Thank you.
You're a deceiver.
The
devil
is
a deceiver.
When we are deceitful, even can we kind of, and you see where I'm going with this, Dr. Gwynn, the reality is we are not being faithful when it comes to serving, even in that capacity.
That's right.
At our jobs.
That's right.
I want you to talk about.
Amen. Praise God.
Talk about that for me.
Okay.
Dr. Gwynn.
Well, you know, the Bible characteristics of a faithful person are people that are reliable, that are truthful. And I have a scripture out of Proverbs 25:13. It says, as the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is the faithful messenger to them that send him. for he refreshes the soul of his master.
Mm.
That's talking about people that they are working for. So we could take it to a point of the LVB Bible says, a faithful employee is as refreshing as a cool day in the hot summertime. So we can't be at work being paid and then, like you said, we're on Facebook or we're on the computer or we're on the telephone. So faithful people are reliable and dependable to those that they serve. And one thing I really like that's really just kind of stuck out my spirit today as I was studying this is in 1 Corinthians 4:17, where leaders always need people who are going to be reliable, who are going to be faithful. And Paul went through so much.
Mm-hmm.
But to have someone undercover and under you that you can be able to rely on. And the scripture says, I am sending Timothy to help you.
Mm-hmm.
He is my, number one, he was beloved. Number two, he was trustworthy.
Yeah.
And he was a faithful son in the Lord. He said, he will remind you of what I teach about Jesus Christ in all the churches. So he wasn't up there trying to cause division,
right,
trying to stir up something. His number one motive was to teach the faithfulness of Jesus Christ and to get the word out. And so that's what God is looking for, even within the church. So faithful Timothy, he was loyal, number one, and he was devoted to Paul.
Both necessary.
And so that's very important. And even Proverbs 14:5 says, a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. So faithful people, they're going to be truthful. They're going to be honest with those they serve. And they're going to be faithful people that don't stretch, you know, or bend the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I believe within the servants, and we were talking about serving, Matthew 25:21 says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Mm-hmm. Thou hast been faithful over the little things, a few things, and I will make you the ruler over many things. And Luke 16:10 says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much.
Mm-hmm.
So God is looking for people who are reliable,
right,
and not gossips and keeping up a lot of confusion,
right,
but people that are serving God, faithful to the cause. And I know as we, Drew had asked a question earlier, as we travel together, we are a legacy that God has put together divinely for one purpose,
right,
and that is to share the love of Christ.
Yes, yes.
And to be able just to travel and to have, you know, Dad with us and to go all over the world. And we've over the years had our seasons where, you know, we've done our, you know, Mexico 12 or 14 times. We've done trips, and sometimes God will have us to be home and to teach others.
Mm-hmm.
And but God is saying even now it's time for Dad to go out and to for people to be able to hear what he has to say. And so we're here to serve him and to carry his bags.
That's wonderful.
He's went to Africa at 103 and 104, which is almost unheard of. So we find it a delight to be there to serve him. And I know days that, you know, after service, Dad would just sit and people would come by and say mm-hmm. hello, but he became like a picture
mm-hmm.
that was just on the wall that people just kind of passed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've just loved just taking him out to dinner and loving him and serving him and just being there with him and honoring him. So that's
well, I just don't think people really grasp the importance of servanthood.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to use a few examples because as we talk to our listeners, we like to keep it light, but we also like for them to understand
mm-hmm.
where we're going. And we like for our listeners to feel like we're not talking at them. We're in the boat with them.
Right.
And so scripture gives us a precedent when it comes down to servanthood before being this leader that's going to impact the
mm-hmm.
nation. Paul had Timothy. Mm-hmm. Moses had Aaron. Any of the disciples, before they were sent forth, they had to sit under Jesus.
That's right.
Elijah had under him Elisha. And so I'm using that to go somewhere with Bishop Clark, because the reality is, and here's why I want to throw it back to you, and even let Pastor Starr come on in here and say something, because here we go. Here's a quick fastball. I'm looking at the blessing in service with Bishop Clark, because although he took a position as servant, butler to Clark Gable, to Joan Crawford, during a Great Depression or lack of food in the land, there was a blessing in his position of service. And if he had not served the Clark Gables and the Joan Crawford, who knows if he would be here today if he had not mastered the art of service, because during that service to them, he was taken care of and he didn't miss a beat. And so with that said, before we go into this break, this next musical segment, I like to hear Pastor Starr or you, Dr. Gwen, kind of take us into this little segment, because we'll kind of get a little cue. But let's talk about how maybe people might not even look at that as a, wow, he was a butler and that's a servant or a maid. Or no, he was that was God's will for him.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest reason that he is alive today, that he was provided for in a time that everybody else seems to perish.
And, you know, I know Pastor Starr is getting ready to comment, but I was going to comment on this earlier. Those were the people of the world, but he used to tie Bishop Mason's shoes.
Yeah.
So when we tie his shoes or get his clothes out, or, you know, we're there to serve him. He was the head and founder of the Church of God in Christ. Mm. He used to drive Mother Coffey, who was the second church mother of the Church of God in Christ, across the country. He served Mother Cotton, who was the successor of William J. Seymour, who gave him the power of attorney, carried their bags. And so just look at and all the other bishops in the Church of God in Christ. He's always been there.
Right.
And now look at how God is raising him up and utilizing him even in this hour. That's why it's never too late. But that has kind of been, that's his heart. He's been a servant.
Well, before, bow in it, finger in the bow, and we're going to come back. We're going to come back to Pastor Starr, but y'all know I'm going to brag a little bit because, you know, we're sitting here in the studio with history. And so, man, one of the founders and with there, the Church of God in Christ, that's amazing. So I'm going to get to add it to my Facebook, and all my Kojic friends are going to get to see who I was in the studio with tonight. So thanks for joining us Saturday night. We love that you're listening to Crystal the Rock 100.7 FM, sponsored by TBNN. I say, my name is Pastor Mark Ingram, and we look forward to you joining us back after this next musical segment. See you in a bit.
You know,
tu amor me asombra, es firme inconstante, como una montaña firme en mis pies. Es tan impresionante como me sostienes, si estoy abrumado, me cubre tu amor. Aleluya, 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 tú me haces cantar. Aleluya, 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 tú me haces cantar. Tu amor me sorprende, siento que se extiende, con son comparable, inunda mi ser. Siempre que te veo, tu bondad recibo, y tus melodías nacen en mi ser. Aleluya, 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 tú me haces cantar. Aleluya, 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 tú me haces cantar. Tu amor me asombra, es firme y constante, como una montaña firme en mis pies. Es tan impresionante
cómo me sostienes. Si estoy abrumado, me cubre tu amor. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Tú me haces cantar. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Tú me haces cantar. Tú me haces cantar. Oh, tú me haces cantar. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Tú me haces cantar. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Tú me haces cantar. Aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, tú me haces cantar. Aleluya, 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 tú me haces cantar. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya.
I'll stand. So I'll stand with arms out.